I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
You know, there ought to be a dress code even for bank robbers. I got a thing about people wearing their pajama bottoms into the grocery store. I just think
you know, voiced your displeasure on that.
Throw some pants on or some shorts or something. But the pajama bottoms and the slippers, I mean, you got to put a little more effort into that.
Some Adidas sweats would be just as comfortable.
And if you're going to the grocery store, and if you're going to the bank, especially if you're going to go to rob the bank, a Utah woman got arrested after she was identified as the pajama wearing robber in at least 6 bank robberies in the Salt Lake City area. She knocked out 5 in less than 2 hours on Saturday. Nanette Perkina. 40-year-old Nanette Perkina is the pajama-clad bank robber. She was caught on bank surveillance camera images wearing pajama bottoms, black prescription eyeglasses, a dark shirt, a blue bandana over dark hair, and a ponytail and bun. Oh, well, she had a ponytail one time. She had a bun another time. Police say that she passed notes to tellers, never showed a weapon, got cash in 5 of the 6 banks. She left one empty-handed and faces felony charges. I would think with the pajama bottoms, you'd be worried if you're running from the police that your pajamas, most pajamas are kind of loose, that they might fall down.
Yeah.
You know, that would just be an extra concern that you don't need.
Big old wad of money in there weighing you down.
Yeah, you've robbed the bank.
All right, there's a guy down in Florida that needs a new truck. A 25-year-old woman named Carrie Marie Corwin was drinking with her boyfriend on Saturday when he uttered the F word. He called her fat, and she pulled a iron out of his truck and proceeded to bash the living daylights out of that truck. By the time the cops got there, the truck was completely trashed. She was arrested for criminal mischief, but hopefully that guy learned his lesson. I mean, how does that conversation come up? And then the next thing you know, she's grabbing the tire iron and going Babe Ruth on your truck.
Yeah, well, you back out, you back away from that, and you don't ask her to pay for that either. This seems un-American right here. Denying, you used to be a construction worker, denying a construction worker the right to swear in Philadelphia at a site there where some construction work is being done at the Temple University campus. There's a sign that says, for the construction workers, no foul language. Now, they're building a new library there at the Temple University campus, and a TV news reporter was curious about the no foul language, no obscenities allowed on the site, and asked about the sign and was told that, well, nobody really complained about the obscenities. Instead, the owner of the construction company says he put up the sign so construction workers will keep their language clean around the students, the college students, and anybody else who comes by.
Nice.
The company owner says, I don't believe this. The company owner says the company has meetings about workplace safety and that avoiding cursing is also emphasized at the meetings. Now, doesn't your dad run some construction projects and all that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Hasn't he done that in the past?
Yeah, sure. He's a general contractor.
Has he ever sat the boys around and said,
you know, I mean, it depends. You know, if you're out on a job site out in the, you know, in the middle of nowhere, nobody cares. But, I mean, if you're working in an office remodeling something,
well,
there's other people
inside,
around. You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
but if you're outside, and this is an out, this
well,
is
you got to be respectful.
I don't know. You take away a construction worker's right to swear, you might as well take away their Carhartts and the
I can't believe it's news.
And the naked girl mud flaps on their pickup truck. That just seems like it's part of the. You think the college students are going to be offended by that kind of language?
You know, I think in a city like Philadelphia, where they probably swear in church.
You're kidding?
You know, come on. What's a construction
this
site?
This is the town that boos Santa Claus.
Kids learn to swear in elementary school.
Right, right.